Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. 347-826-7435 is call-in number. 347-826-7435 in the call is the call-in number. And welcome to the end of the year Smooth Drama show. We're just going to talk about some of the stuff that's happened all year, as well as some of the good stuff that is happening at the end of the year, and my predictions for 2019, because you know I got them, because I'm like Smoothdamus. Instead of Nostradamus, I'm Smoothdamus. So if you want to holler at me, I gave you the number, 347-826-7435. I'm also going to say, hey, I'm on social media. If you're on Facebook, you want to join my Smooth Drama group, just go there and say, hey, I want to get in the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. That's the guy with the really, really big head that wants to tell everybody how cute and handsome he is every week. Y'all didn't hear me say that about him. Because I'm never talking about Mr. J. He's a great guy. Yeah. Say that Mr. F the N Word called him a great guy. That's what we're going to go with. Anyway, I'm kidding my big brother. He's much older, though. He's like 100 years older than me. But you didn't hear me say that here. All right, moving on. Just Google Smooth Drama wherever you find Smooth Drama. Questions, comments, concerns, add me and we can talk about it. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm like Yoda, so I'm gonna say it all in backwards, forward, sideways. I'm gonna say what I want you to do, then I'm gonna say where you can say it. So questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm just all jumbled up tonight. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been looking at my legacy. I was hanging out with the son and the grandsons, and so, you know, I'm now officially old, but at the same time, I'm officially happy too. Shout out to the Smooth Drama legacy. One day they gonna get on the mic and say a whole bunch of stuff that y'all gonna say, what the f- is he talking about too? Anyway, oh man, what are some of the things that happened while I'm soliciting y'all? What are some of the things that happened? Hell, I can start off with this one right here. Beer made from lactic acid from women's vaginas, or actually, well, yeah, it was women's vaginas, but it was actually model vaginas. So I guess that made it different. and people were buying it like, oh my God, it's just, yeah, you can buy some pussy ass beer. Well, it's not ass, but it's pussy ass. Anyway, so yeah, beer, you can buy beer made from vagina juice. For real. People are actually buying it. Yeah. Also, I found out that there's a Japanese wrestler who smashed the Guinness Book World Record for popping balloons with his ass cheeks. Yeah. Dude popped 129 balloons in 60 seconds. And people cared about it, which makes it funny, because there was a previous record of 104, and so he broke that. I mean, you know, it always made me wonder, like, so who is thinking of these things to do, like, you know what, things that you can do with your ass cheeks? That's not one of the ones that I think of when I think of ass cheeks. I mean, most people, if you know me, when I think of ass cheeks, I'm like making it clap. You know, seeing them spread, making sure that your birth canal is A-OK. It's one of my top concerns. And plus, it's like that view, that mountainous view is like ham hock, and then in between the ham hock is the tunnel of love. That's what I call it. On the air, that's what I call it. But yeah, who thinks of these records? Like, you know what? I'm going to break a record. Who can pop the most balloons with their ass cheeks? And so, you know, they're practicing that. And that, I thought, was one of the crazier things that can happen. And that actually happened this year. It kind of shook me. Well, not shook me, but it made me think of records differently for some reason. But, yeah. It also made me, I did consider, and I came up with a curriculum for Smooth Drama University. I'm going to launch that 2019. Y'all be looking for it. It's going to come out of the blue. When you see it, bam, I am going to be offering a real degree. Y'all not ready for it. Brown Sugar, you in the house?
Good evening.
All right. Brown Sugar's in the house on our end of the year show. I was telling everybody, we going to launch that Smooth Drama University 2019. Giving out the
degree. Okay, all right.
Brown Sugar got some curriculum action going on. It's going to be hot in the streets.
Yeah, we need to discuss that.
Yeah. You know, I was talking about some of the stuff that has happened that made us come to this conclusion, like dead butt syndrome.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so if you have gluteal amnesia, and it made your gluteus medius get inflamed and forget to function normally. So people had to actually, you know, let somebody you know rub your cheeks to get that circulation going.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea.
Right. And so, you know, that's one of the courses we'll be offering at Smooth Drama University. You know, gluteal wake up is.
We're going to have to figure out some names.
Well,
Wake up.
Special shout out to the people that are in the chat room, Chronically Living and Liz. Special shout out to y'all. If you got a question, comment, concern, please, if you're in the chat room listening, or if you're listening, you want to jump in the chat room and say something, please dive in. Yeah, because I'm always curious what people think about what we're talking about. So, yeah.
I am as well.
So we're gonna definitely deal with that gluteus medius dead butt syndrome problem, because we want everything to work out.
Yeah, we want our body parts to, you know, work as best as possible.
Yeah.
And if a massage is easy.
Well, people need to massage. You know, because there's that full body massage, but then there's giving that massage that leads to happy endings. We need more happy endings.
Do you think?
Yeah. See, let me break it down to you. The system is so overbearing, right? We've talked about on the show racial fatigue that we have. It's so much racism, so much oppression that we just get tired talking about it. It's like it hit us so much, it's like you just like, oh man, something else happened? And so, you know, we're like saying we need happy endings. I think if more black people had happy endings, it'd be a little bit better for us, right? You all stressed out. Think about it. Long day at work tripping, people tripping. You know, somebody called the police on you because you was walking to your car as a black person, which we'll be talking about later. And and so then you go home and or you go somewhere and you get that happy ending. Make your day better.
So do you feel like people aren't getting those?
I don't know. Do you think black folks are
getting
happy
I do.
Okay. Well all of us are not.
Yeah, I do.
Those happy endings like you.
Wait, what?
But you talking like you getting them happy endings. That's what I'm saying. We need more happy endings.
I haven't said that. I didn't say that I was getting happy endings. You asked if black folk were getting happy endings. That's a general I'm not included. I'm not discluded from it, but yeah. I think we are having sex, though.
That has nothing to do with a happy ending.
So what is a happy ending? What is that?
A happy
now
ending is a happy ending. See how your mind just went to the gutter.
Exactly. You know, well, I'm talking to you, so.
Gutter ball. No, see, we can't assume that I'm talking about. See, because I'm saying happy ending is open ending.
Okay, well, correct me. Educate me. I'm not.
See, we're gonna talk the metaphysics of the happy ending. Whatever that happy ending. Some people, they don't want to go and get that sexual ending because they don't want to feel like they are sexual objects. So for them, maybe somebody will just sit and talk to them, stroke their head, make them feel good. Then you can go home and be like, oh, I had my head stroked.
It's funny. So a happy ending is whatever makes you feel your relax, relate, release.
Exactly.
That's funny you mentioned that, because there you can hire somebody for that. I think you did a show on that where you can cuddle.
Yeah.
You can hire somebody to cuddle with you.
Yeah, they have cuddling clubs where you can go and people cuddle with you, or they have people who travel and cuddle with you.
Yeah.
They come and cuddle. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So.
Well, in that case, maybe black folk are not getting enough happy endings.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, whether it's solving, you know, because I think dead butt syndrome being solved can help also. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Here at Smooth Drama, we looking out for the common man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would agree. You just have to be specific in what the outcome or what the goal is.
Who needs to be specific?
So, like, I'm just saying in general, people in general do, because, like, you're talking about dead butt syndrome and you talk about massaging or butt rubbing the butt. I mean, we all know where that leads to, so.
So what does it lead to, Ms. Brown Sugar?
Well, it usually leads to, from what I've heard and from what I've read, it usually leads to, like, a sexual experience. So I don't know. I mean, unless you're in a long-term relationship, and, you know, you guys are living together, there might be occasions where you might rub on each other and nothing really happens. But, you know, usually.
So you're saying that people can actually rub on each other and not, like, go all in?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
All right. Well,
I mean, it's you know, it's one of those things. I'm tired, or, you know, it's just I'm not interested in anything but, you know, a touch.
Okay. All right. Well, this is we're gonna end there. We're gonna go on break here. This is a Digital Underground, Freaks of the Industry.
Quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
We're the freaks of the industry.
Yo, you worse, money, dude.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, bitch, you can't just see me.
You know what, man? He's a freak. I seen him say, yo, the hotel after that show last week.
I can't
host Mr. F the N-word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Digital Underground, Freaks of the Industry. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we haven't done our dumbass of the year. Got a few candidates. I'm curious. Miss Brown Sugar, who would you think of as a dumbass of the year candidate?
You know, there's so many throughout the year that, like, I can't remember. So, like, the one that we have had one in January might have been one, but I can't remember. I mean, it's just too many to know, to keep track of.
Well,
it's kind of like how these white men are killing their white wives and girlfriends. It's just too many to keep track of.
Well, that wouldn't, I guess that, well, you could say those would be the haters of the year, but that's a little.
Well, they're dumbasses too, because to think you'd get away with it, but yeah.
Well, they're white men. They get away with pretty much everything, so. Yeah, but before we get into that, we're going to cue it up. This is our dumbass of the year. All right, so, I mean, there were a few people. There's the people that had their kids smoking on Facebook. Had their 2-3-year-olds smoking on Facebook. I was like, that was really stupid. You know, there's, of course, the dumb racists. I mean, there's so many of them. that is like, they're like redundant. So they were more like Groundhog Day. Actually, mine, mine was a new arrival on the scene. He, I mean, he put himself out there. And, I mean, my dumbass of the year is Jacquees. Self-acclaimed king of R&B. It's like, I mean, yeah, we know who you are, but it's like, so, and I mean, you don't even sing that well. Don't have a banging album out, nothing. Like, so you're the king of R&B. Gotcha.
Yeah, what I was surprised is not many people knew who he was. I was surprised at that.
Oh, no.
I thought people knew who he was, at least.
No. That's why you know you're not the king of anything. You're not even the court jester of R&B. If people don't know who the hell you are. I mean, for example, there's a petition out there right now that 11,000, over 11,500 people have signed saying, hey, ban him from remixing.
Yeah.
So,
because he's remixed a few songs and they were horrible.
Yeah. Now, you think about that for a second. People are, they're signing the petition to say they don't want to hear you. That's not kingly. Oh,
no, that's not.
While I'm here, I gotta do this because right now it's so good. Sacramento Kings just beat the LA Lakers on the last second shot, and so I know my brother he's upset. He's like stewing in his lemon meringue pie right now. So we know, special shout out to my brother and Groundhog Day vote, Ja Ja. Viva Sacramento King! That was it. I didn't say that.
Viva Sacramento King.
Just for the night. Anyway, so yeah, Jacquees, and as Liz just said in the chat room, wait, who? Nobody knows who this cat is. I mean, I guess we know who he is now, so that's that negative publicity, but now people are like, we don't even want to hear you. So your chance, kind of, when people are signing a petition not to hear you, you're not hot.
He's not going to. Yeah, I think his career is kind of over for right now.
Yeah. Hey,
he might want to lay low.
It's one of them left. All right.
Yeah.
So
he's young, though. He's young.
Yeah, he is. So
yeah.
I did have something that was I saw Pope Francis. He just urged priests who molested kids to come forward. If you molested and raped a kid, come forward. Now you know what I think is going to happen, right?
What?
This right here. Now, y'all hear the crickets in the background. This is what's going to happen. Not a damn thing. I'm waiting to see which one of these honest priests are going to come forward. Hey, you know what? I got like, you know, 14, 15 bodies. And I wanna what do they call it when they confess and they
confession?
They confess.
Repent?
Yeah, they confess. And
in
I want to
their Hail Marys?
Yeah, and then go to jail. So go to jail.
Well, there's an old saying that if you don't move too fast, nobody will know it's you. And I think that's what's going to happen. Nobody's going to move. They're going to pretend that it wasn't them, and they're going to be still, and they're going to be quiet, and it'll go away.
Yeah, crickets. Oh, it's just like this.
Yeah.
Remember, it's so many states that opened up cases against the Catholic Church. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, he had to respond to it because it.
Exactly.
I mean, you're talking about hundreds of cases. And so he comes out with this statement, but nobody's going to come forward. It's like, hey, it wasn't us. All those dudes quit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting mad.
And
hey.
You've moved them all to other places now.
Yeah. So that wasn't me. Yes, I was in Boston when all those rapes and molestations happened. But it was that other guy. He quit.
No.
I transferred him because I wanted to get away from the toxic environment. I'm guessing that's what they're going to say.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. I'm going to have to use that one.
Hey, you know what? Toxic environment.
I left the room because I had to get away from the toxic environment. I like that.
You know, sometimes you got to come up with it like that.
Yeah, I like that.
And speaking of ones you may like, also what happened this year, you know, LeBron James, he came out, he was more of a public figure. Most people know he went to the Lakers. But he's more in the news now because of his statements, you know, challenging Donald Trump, getting the N-word written on his house. And, you know, he just recently came out and did the I'm getting money. I mean, he's out there making proclamations. So I'm going to make a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
In smooth, dominant tradition, I'm going to say in 2019, LeBron James is going to get in trouble.
What you mean?
Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen with his business, one of the kids, something is going to happen to him because he starts making these public proclamations. Then white folks have a real look-see at you. Like, hold on. So you ain't trying to be a rich athlete. You trying to make a real difference. And you out here running your mouth all wrecked. We're going to have to make an example out of you.
Interesting.
So y'all heard it here first.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll have to keep an eye out on that.
Yep. 2018, when something involving LeBron James, some scandal, whatever, pops off in 2019, remember I said it here first. Putting it out there. Not that I'm wishing him any negativity, but I just feel like when you do that, they have to let you know, hey. Because he also came out and said, oh, the NFL owners have that slave owner mentality. It's like he's talking too much.
Yeah, he's trying to have an opinion.
Yep.
And make everybody else think.
Mm-hmm. So I hope he has incinerated those skeletons in his closet with nuclear bomb. Because something's going to happen. Something's going to come out.
Yeah.
Just an opinion.
And well, he's been known for living a squeaky clean life and, you know, being a good guy. So we'll have to see.
Well, while we're there, you know, we got to have our hater of the year. So let me just go in.
Hate. I hate you.
This one was real easy, actually. Although we did have a runner-up that I thought it wasn't close, but it was just funny close. Hater of the year, the NFL. Colin Kaepernick still don't have a job. Eric Reed got a job, and he's been drug tested a record 7 times. Left your feet. It's like every week he getting drunk. They say it's random.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
He just happens to pop up every week, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. It's kind of funny, actually, that happens that way. but Colin Kaepernick, you don't have a job. And, I mean, they have signed over 40 quarterbacks since he's been a free agent. And I mean, the list is like, wow. I mean, cause there's some dudes on here. I mean, even a couple of them who came out of retirement. That just, they're amazing. Dudes I've never heard of. I ain't even heard of them in college. And Colin Kaepernick can't get a job. And he took the team to the Super Bowl. But that's not collision. Collusion? Collusion. My bad. So, yeah. This is what's happening. Yeah.
So quarterbacks have come out of retirement to play?
Yeah. And I'm talking about one quarterback, Nathan Peterman, the Buffalo Bills fans started a GoFundMe page so that he could retire and stop playing. He was so horrible.
Is he still working?
Yeah.
Is he still playing? Yeah?
Yeah, okay. He's still playing. He played for the Buffalo Bills. But the fans, and I don't know if people remember, I reported this, the fans started a GoFundMe page so that they can give him money so he can quit quarterbacking. Because I think he had like five interceptions and a half in one game. And so I remember at the time I was like, you're so bad that people want to pay you to stop playing. Poor people.
Yeah, it's time to, yeah, exactly. So I'm willing to sacrifice my light bill, my garbage bill, my grocery bill.
So I
won't
have to
eat or feed my family. Exactly.
No, see, it ain't that. Because obviously these are people who have disposable income. They're saying, I would rather not go on vacation, or I would rather not buy that bag of chips, Doritos, beer. You know, that's a night out. It's like, I love going to Dave and Buster's. It's like, I'm going to give up a trip to Dave and Buster's so that I don't have to see your ass today. That's how serious I am. I'm going to give off my disposable money. That right there, that's gang.
Exactly. That says a lot.
Right. And that says, I mean, just now, the Washington Redskins, they passed up Kaepernick a couple times. They picked up a black quarterback, Josh Johnson, right? It's like, hey, we picked up a black man. He's playing quarterback. But they lost this weekend, and they lost their chance at the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick helped them. They had a bunch of guys who were career third stringers. You know, and generally third string quarterbacks are like the 12th, 15th man on the basketball team. It's like they're on the team, but they never, ever really get to play unless the game means nothing.
Yeah. Bench warmers.
Right. So owners are sacrificing money to prove a point. Like, you know what? You had the nerve to have an opinion. You had the nerve to try to mean something in life. And so we're going to sacrifice you.
Yeah.
So that's why the NFL is my hater of the year. All of the owners.
I would agree. Yeah.
All of the players that co-sign on this madness, but they're cool with dudes like Reuben Foster and other cats who beat the hell out of women. You can sign them, but you can't sign a guy that stands for helping poor people.
Hmm.
Yeah. Special shout out to them sellout NFL players. That was it. And on
well,
that
a
note,
good one.
Yeah, we gonna go on break. This is Marvin Gaye. We gonna go back. Mercy, mercy. Your host, Mr. F. N. Word, Miss Brown Sugar. That was Marvin Gaye. Mercy, mercy me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're listening, you can jump into the chat room online on Blog Talk if you want. You can join Liz in there with her ever observant conversation pieces and observation. All right. And so, yeah, we are at the end of the show. And, you know, generally, this is where I give a special shout out to all the Groundhog Days that we've had. And I talk about stuff that just doesn't make sense whatsoever, but it still happens. First thing I got to say, though, I had an honorable mention, Hater of the Year. You want to take a guess what my honorable mention Hater of the Year was?
Hater of the Year?
Yes, my honorable mention.
Oh, wow. Is it all the Groundhog Day people?
It was Barbecue, Becky, and all of them? Well, yeah. But this one was, you know, was lighthearted. I mean, Barbecue, Becky, and all them, they're a part of the Groundhog Day. So, my funny honorable mention was Houston blocking sex doll brothel. I was like, you know, if dudes want to lay down with dolls, who are you to say they can't do it?
I wouldn't say they can't do it. I wouldn't say they couldn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I was like, man, are y'all serious? Y'all gonna block that? Let them doll it up. It's weird, but they have the
right. It is very weird.
Yeah. Anyway, we ain't gonna go into that. We're gonna go into our Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
All right, so hell, this one was a real easy Groundhog Day, right? You know, all the things that we found out we couldn't do as black people and not get the police called on us this year. I mean, it was like a record year, right? You talk about Barbecue Becky. Shit, there was a swimming pool, Amy. I mean, it was like there were so many police calls.
Yeah, there was like one every week.
Right. I mean,
well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't eat lunch. Couldn't go to work.
Couldn't park in our cars and listen to yoga music.
No, you could not. Couldn't swim in the swimming pool in your apartment complex.
No, couldn't sell lemonade.
Yep. And this last one, black dude in the hotel sitting in the lobby. You know, people sit in the lobby of hotels. Why, I don't know. But they do. And so he's making a call, and security guard came up and was like, hey, what are you doing in the lobby? You know, he's like, what? He's like, I'm a resident of the hotel. He's like, oh, you didn't tell me that. And so he lost his room at the DoubleTree.
Why did he lose his room?
Oh, well, they said he was loitering, which is kind of what you do in the lobby of a hotel when you stay there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, you're just hanging out, you know?
I don't know why people do it, but you still kind of have the right to do it. It's like, you just can.
Well, that's what all those tables and chairs are for. Why have all the tables and chairs and not invite your guests to sit in them?
Right.
And it might be because I just don't want to sit in my room.
Yeah.
You know, some people look at it as, you know, like a bedroom. You only sleep there, so.
Yeah, so they're in the lobby, chilling out. And so, yeah. It's another thing as a black person you can't do. You can't chill in the lobby of the hotel that you spent your hard-earned money on. You know, that disposable income that the people in Buffalo were giving away so that Nathan Peterman would stop quarterbacking for them because they were so racist they couldn't have Colin Kaepernick. I mean, he wasn't good enough to play for them.
Yeah.
I digress. I mean, it's so many things that are on the list. Like you said, it was like every week there were calls on black folks for doing something, anything. Oh, he's got a gym bag because he works out. before he went to work. People who don't even work with people calling the police on them.
Yeah.
And I remember that. I remember going to a friend's house and being questioned. Why are you here? Are you visiting someone?
This happened to you this year?
Yeah, in the apartment complex.
Wow.
Wow. One of those things. White people. This is the year of white people. I mean, not like every year ain't the year of white people, but this is the year of white people where they felt good about themselves. Like, you know, I'm just gonna be racist and proud. It's proud to be racist here.
Yeah.
You know, they were special this year. I mean, it was like extra. I mean, there were lynchings that went on. I mean, technically, police shootings are lynchings, right?
Yeah.
Technically, that's what they are. You know, because what? That's the old Rosewood. All the lynchings that happened in the different communities, it starts with a white woman calling police saying that somebody black did something that they didn't do. And then so they went to go get the perpetrators and innocent black folks end up getting killed. Oh,
yeah.
And all that heifer. I can't remember her name. And that she's the one who on her deathbed recanted.
Oh,
said,
yeah, for
no,
Emmett Till, yeah. Said she lied.
Didn't do anything, I lied. On her deathbed. You know, I hope that she went to hell. Whatever hell is, whatever people's concept of hell is, I hope that she's there. And whatever happens bad in hell, I'm hoping that it's happening to her. Oh, and
yeah.
As Liz pointed out, the dude that wanted to deposit his large check, which actually was what, $1,000? He had $1,000 check, and they was like, "No, we can't cash it.
That's too much money for you."
Yeah. $1,000, big money grip right there.
All right.
Too much. Yeah. So yeah, Groundhog Day. Calling the police on black folks. This was the year of calling the police on black folks. Just so stupid. You know, maybe I should just start calling the police on white people who bring their dog into the supermarket. Like there's a vicious attack dog. In the supermarket.
You know, it's funny you say that because I've been in, you know, since it's been the holidays and, you know, you're out shopping, I've seen several signs in stores that says unless it's a, like a CNI dog and not even a, what are those things called? What are the animals called?
Well,
unless you just absolutely need it medical. If it's medically necessary, you cannot have, even if it's for comfort, you can't bring your pet inside the store.
Right.
Which I thought was like, wow. Because I know I have been to some stores and the supermarket, you know, and there's been dogs in there and they're just walking around and you could tell that person doesn't necessarily need it for, you know, medical reasons, but they're there.
Right. Well, like I said, did emotional support. So you need support to buy some deodorant? You need some support to get some groceries? It's like,
well,
oh,
what's really weird about that is since you can order your groceries online now and have them delivered.
Right.
So you really don't even need to leave your house. I mean, if you'd like to leave your house, then fine, but you need to leave your dog in the car. Crack your window, leave your dog.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah, that is
too much. I need to go to the store. I can't go to the store without my doggy. I need my doggy.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of horrible.
Yeah, I think so too. It's unbelievable.
Yep, and that's where we are. That's what's been happening. You know, we should be calling the police on it. Hey, no, we know. If I call the police on somebody bringing a dog in the store, they're probably going to trace the call and come and shoot me or call the police on somebody that had a dog. Because we know how people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
you're going to be the one questioned.
Right, I'm be the one shot. You know, they're like, you called the police on this nice lady with her doggy? With her doggy? Mm-hmm. You know, right there by the fruit. By the fruit and the vegetable.
Mm-hmm. You know,
shaking that spit off. Right there.
And dog hair.
Right. All that good stuff. Right on the fruit and the vegetable. That's what we in it for. So, yeah, I said. Yeah. Here at Smooth Drama, we are anti-pet in the goddamn store. Keep your pets at home. Keep them in the car. You need that comfort. You know, just leave a video camera in your car and have it running, and then that way you can look at your little doggy while you're in the store on the phone.
Yeah, video. They have those video baby monitors.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, that is our end of the year hate. Oh, also, you know, special shout out to everybody who voted on our Coon of the Year. As you know, if you listen, it was Kanye West with one write-in vote for Ben Carson. Yeah. But Kanye was the runaway coon this year. He had no peers. Everybody was a step below him.
Yeah, I think he waited to the last minute just so he can get nominated for your Coon of the Year.
Yeah. Well, I want to also say thank you to all the people who have listened to the show, contributed to the show, including you, Ms. Brown Sugar. It's my new co-host.
Thank you.
A pleasure to work with you. You all right? I don't care what.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So.
Well, you know, my sentiments for you are the same. I don't, you know, everybody else says what they say, and you're all right with me, so.
All right, well,
you
I mean.
Keep doing you.
I'm going to keep doing me, and you keep doing you. And all my listeners out there who have been hitting me up, the spikes in our ratings have been tremendous, actually. So I will say I would try to take credit, but since Ms. Brown Sugar has joined, we almost tripled our ratings. It's kind of awesome. So I guess I did need some female energy. So for Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. Thank you all. For a fabulous 2018, we come back in 2019 just as strong, not strong. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together, you guys.
Ooh, drama.